This is Shutters Inc. with Bruce Williams.
Hi, and welcome to episode 163 of Shutters Inc. This is Bruce Williams from ShuttersIncPodcast.com. And nobody is joining me this week. It's just me on my ownsome. I gave Shelton a call on Tuesday, and he rejected my phone call and then sent me a text and said, "Bad timing, I'll call you back shortly." And it's now Saturday night, and I haven't heard from him yet, so I figured, okay, he's obviously just a little bit too busy this week, so I'll just fly solo without him. So there's just a couple of things that I wanted to share with you. This will be a fairly short one, I think. It's kind of a shame that Shelton's not here, because I got so many emails from people and Facebook messages from people going, "Dude, I was dying to hear how you came by this gig shooting for Outback New South Wales Tourism." So, you know, I thought I'd just share that story. Basically what happened was, around about October of last year, the girl from Outback New South Wales Tourism came into the radio station to record some ads. Well, she wasn't recording them herself, she was there to supervise. And she's walked into my studio and she saw my Echuca panorama hanging on the wall, and she's gone, "Oh, wow, what a beautiful photo." And I said, "Oh, thank you." And she's looked at me and she's gone, "Did you take that?" And I said, yeah, I did. That's one of mine, you know. And so we got talking about photography, and I was, you know, explaining to her about how I was, you know, looking to, you know, after 24 years of doing audio, I mean, I still love audio, but, you know, I was saying, you know, it's time for a change, and going to slowly transition towards doing photography as a new career path. And she said, "Well, we should exchange details," she said, "because, you know, we're always looking for other photographers." And I went, "Okay, sweet." So gave her a card, she gave me a card. Anyway, I, you know, I've had her business card sitting here for months and months and months, and then about 2 weeks before Max and I headed off on our road trip, I thought to myself, I really should drop her an email. So I did just that, dropped her an email, said, "Look, hey, remember me?" I said, "Look, I'm going on a road trip for 8 days with my son in a couple of weeks. We're going, you know, right the way around the top half of the state. You know, thought maybe I should just let you know. I don't know, some of the images might be of interest to you, blah, blah, blah." Anyway, I didn't hear back from her until after I had returned home from the road trip. And she said, "Oh, yeah, great to hear from you. You know, we should talk some more." And I went, "Okay, yeah, great." So I emailed her back and went, "Yeah, sure, you know, whatever. Just let me know, blah, blah, blah. By the way, here's a link to, you know, the post on my blog where I've posted the photos from, you know, the trip that my son and I just did." Anyway, she's written back a few days later and said, "Yeah, wow, saw the photos, absolutely loved them." And then probably a week after that, I get another email from her and she says, "Hey, we've got, you know, a small budget. We're looking for 300 to 400 images from, you know, this particular shire up in the north of the state. And we figure it's probably a week's work. Can you put in a quote?" So, yeah, I put in a quote and she came back to me and she said, "Yep, we can work within that figure. And, you know, we kind of need to do this before the middle of September." And so I, you know, then looked at my diary and I sent her another email back and went, "Well, I've only got about 2 weeks in between now and then when I could do it, either next week or the week of the 6th to the 10th of September." And she wrote back and she said, "Well, next week's a bit too soon. We're still trying to organize some stuff, but that week in September would be perfect. Let's lock it in." So, yeah, so that's how it all came about. So, you know, as I'm sitting here recording this, it's only a week away that I will be heading off for a whole week to shoot. So it's going to be interesting. It's going to be very interesting. I'm really looking forward to it. I'm so pumped. And, you know, she's basically said to me, "We want 35% straight landscape and we want 65% landscape with people in them." So she's given me model release forms to get people to sign if I, you know, shoot people. So yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun, but it'll also be, I think, quite challenging as well. So really looking forward to it. So there you go. That's the story for those who are interested in how I came by this gig. And, you know, I certainly not counting my chickens, but she did happen to mention when we got together for lunch a couple of days ago, she happened to mention that, you know, there are 13 shires in the state that fall under the Outback New South Wales tourism banner, and that she's hoping to, you know, pick up the same sort of contracts with some of the other shires. So potentially, who knows, could lead to more work. You know, obviously I've got to get the first gig done first and make sure I do it right, which obviously I will be doing my utmost to get it right. But yeah, so who knows where it could lead. So anyway, there we go. Also on the cards in this coming week is Sydney Meetup number 8, our film noir shoot, and pretty excited about that. Still looking for a venue, believe it or not, although I'm fairly certain I've got a venue lined up now. This podcast will come out on Sunday, and on Monday I am expecting a phone call, and if I don't get that phone call by midday, I'll be calling them. But I'm thinking it's a pretty, well, I won't say it's a sure thing, but I'm feeling pretty confident. So, and it'll be an awesome venue if we are given the go ahead, given the green light. It'll be fantastic. So yeah, so if there's anyone in Sydney who is a listener to this podcast who has not yet come out of the woodwork and said hello, we'd love to have you there. You know, and if there's anyone who's not in Sydney but who feels the motivation to make the effort to travel down here for Thursday night, we'd love to have you here as well, or up, depending on where you are. It would be great to have some out-of-towners join us. If anyone's got the time and the resources to do that, that'd be fantastic. I'm really excited. Got a couple of good models lined up, and Samantha, who did the makeup for our Coogee Beach shoot, she's on board again, and she's really excited too, because she's just finished studying. How did she describe it? The decades of fashion of the 20th century. So she's kind of right up on the, you know, the sort of the styling and the look and the makeup and all that kind of thing. So I'm really looking forward to it. It's gonna be great fun. So yeah, so if there's anyone else in Sydney that would like to join us, please let us know. Or if you feel like coming in from out of town, please drop me an email, studio@audiotu.com, and or our new email address, theboys@shuttersincpodcast.com. Yeah, it'd be a lot of fun. What else? Today, Saturday, I have just come home from the first of 2 days of the Visible Light seminars here in Sydney, hosted by Philip Andrews and Peter Eastway, and they had also today Les Walkling. Just amazing. I've just come home with my head ready to explode. It's just like cram-packed full of information about Photoshop and Lightroom. And Les Walkling is just a library on legs when it comes to color spaces and color management for devices. And Philip Andrews said to me, he said, mate, he'd be a good guy to get on your podcast. So might, you know, see if I can organize to, if Les would be interested in joining us sometime, because he really is. He is just an amazing store of information. I mean, just to give you an idea of the quality of this guy's reputation within the industry as a color management expert, the National Art Gallery uses him when they need to reproduce, you know, famous artworks like, you know, Van Gogh's or you know, Rembrandt's or whatever. They call him in to make sure that they get the color reproduction spot on. So yeah, he really knows his stuff, and it was just amazing. And I don't think I took it all in as much as I tried to. It was just like, I can't compute all of this in such a short period of time. But yeah, it was a great day. Learned some new things about Lightroom and about Photoshop, and and then going back for some more tomorrow, because never have too much of a good thing, so there's always more to learn. So yeah, it's gonna be another good day tomorrow as well. So I will give you the update on tomorrow, next week. And the only other thing I wanted to share with you was a post that I saw. This went up on Engadget a couple of weeks back now, and it was one of those things. I mean, you've probably heard me say that I have this little text file, and things that we're going to cover in the podcast, I put them in that text file, and then, you know, when we get around to recording, I sort of reference those things. And so this is one of those things that's been sitting in the text file for a couple of weeks and just hadn't got around to addressing. But I thought it was really interesting. For those who've not heard of Engadget, it's a technology blog. And they, you know, sometimes they do just normal blog posts and sometimes they do video stuff. And yeah, it's a bit of everything. But the really interesting thing was this. I'll read you the title of this blog post. Microsoft algorithm uses 6-axis motion sensors to fix blurry snapshots, inadvertently pimping your ride, which is a reference to the photographs that they've got in the story. But the amazing, the concept behind this, apparently Microsoft Research have been working on this idea. You know all these smartphones that we've got now, how they've got, you know, gyroscopes and accelerometers in them? Right, so what they're doing is they're tying, you know, that hardware into the process of actually snapping a shot with your smartphone camera. And as you know, as most of us would know, you know, trying to hold one of those things steady is actually more challenging than holding a DSLR steady. And so what they're doing is they're running the accelerometer, which, you know, the idea is that it works on 3 axes. They call it 6-axis, but it's really only 3 axes, right? You're front to back, left to right, and up and down. But basically, that gyroscope or, you know, accelerometer is monitoring your movements as you're trying to stand still. But it's monitoring those tiny little movements of the whole phone body at the time that you take the shot, and it somehow algorithmically finds this way. I don't know how they've done it, but it's just amazing. And there's some great sample images in the blog post, so I'll put a link to this blog post in the show notes, so if you want to check it out, it's amazing stuff. And you see the sample photos that they've got, which show, you know, the blurry original and then the, you know, de-blurry version, which has been processed by this algorithm in the smartphone, you know, using the data from the accelerometer to remove the camera shake from an image that had camera shake in it. It's just phenomenal. So anyway, go and check that out. All right, I said it'd be short, and it will be. So that's pretty much all I wanted to share with you this week. If you have anything you want to discuss, I have got some things. I did get a couple of emails from people referring back to Jim Addy's, I think it was Jim Addy's, question about trying to shoot the water skier. Jim, apologies if it wasn't you, and apologies to whoever it was if it wasn't Jim. But I'll wait until Shelton's on board before we address those things. So, all right, people, that's pretty much it from me. Keep the emails coming in, theboys@shuttersincpodcast.com. And until I speak with you next, take care.
Shutters Inc. For previous episodes, check out shuttersincpodcast.com or search the iTunes Music Store. For questions, comments, and feedback, email theboys@shuttersincpodcast.com.